Another beautiful day at AirVenture 2017, day two. It's a Tuesday, a beautiful Tuesday. And today we made our way on the fly down to the brand new EAA Blue Barn. And Brian Olina is joining me. He is the manager of the Young Eagle and Eagle Flight program. Good afternoon, Brian.
Good afternoon, Jeff. It's great to be here with you.
Thanks for joining us today, and thanks for having us down here in your beautiful new facility. Tell us a little bit about, we'll go back and get the history of the Young Eagle program, but bring us up to date how this happened right here with the Blue Barn. I know you guys have been scattered all over the world over here for the last number of years. So.
Yeah, you're right. We've had many homes the last 6 or 7 years, and our director of education, Brett Steffen, decided it would be a great idea to have a permanent home. So he started the push for this last fall, and this site was identified earlier this spring. So about 90 days ago, we came up with the idea to have a Blue Barn. There's plenty of red barns, plenty of other facilities around here, and we thought the Blue Barn would be appropriate for us.
It's really cool. You have Paul Pobrezny's red one in here. What other things do you display here in the building?
Well, you're right. We have Paul's airplane here, or Paul's Red One Volkswagen, and you're welcome to come by and take a photo in there. It's Paul's plane, or VW. It's open to the public. In addition, we've got an RV-12 that was built by Chapter 32. Some youth down there built it.
And
it's
where
now
are
in
they?
Their flying club, St. Louis area.
Okay.
And then we've got a forums area where we have ongoing forums every day. We've got a lot of answers for chapters. This is home for chapters, it's home for Young Eagles, and it's home for Eagle Flights. So it's given us a new permanent home. We all work so well together that 90% of the Young Eagles are probably flown by chapter members anyway. So it's a natural for us to be together.
Okay, great. So let's go back. Let's talk about Young Eagles. Let's go back to the beginning. Whose idea was it, and how did it progress and get to where it is now? And you have some numbers probably that would be awesome to hear.
Yeah, well, the awesome numbers are 25 years old this year. It's AirVenture 92. Tom Pobrezny, along with Greg Anderson and several others, decided that we needed to get more young people involved in aviation. And we were lacking. Pilot numbers were falling. We needed to do something for the future. And they decided to set a goal of 1 million Young Eagles by AirVenture 2003, the 100th anniversary of flight. And that AirVenture that year, they'd reached that number. So they've flown 1 million back in 2003. Last year, Harrison Ford came to AirVenture and flew our 2 millionth kid, and we're now approaching 2.1 million.
Wow.
So some big numbers, but it started back in 1992 as an idea to fly 1 million kids, and then it kept growing from there. So that's how we got to where we're at today.
And it's a super successful program. There's really nothing else like it.
There isn't. We're the only program like it run strictly by volunteers. We have a small paid staff here in Oshkosh, but the rest of it is done by volunteers in the field. People who, through chapters, through individual pilots, are EAA members. They have aircraft or access to aircraft, and they want to share their love of flying. And every year we do 60,000 to 70,000 flights, depending on the year. But over the years, we've flown over 2 million kids.
That's amazing. And luckily, later on in the show today, we're going to get to talk to one of those kids that started out as a young eagle and then progressed his way up and does all kinds of great aviation things now. So that'll be a treat, Aaron, in our third segment today. So let's talk about Eagle Flights a little bit as well. Eagle Flights is a little newer concept than Young Eagles, right, Brian?
It is. Eagle Flights was kind of the idea that what happens after a Young Eagle flight. If you're too old for a Young Eagle flight, which our age for Young Eagles is 8 through 17. Once you turn 18, you're too old for a Young Eagle. So what do we need to create next? Well, we decided to concentrate on adults, but it does start at age 18. But Eagle Flights are from 18 and above, so 18 to 88 if you want to, you know, as long as you're still able to get in and out of the aircraft, we want to introduce you to aviation. And our goal is more of a one-on-one program. You're never going to see the kind of numbers that we had for Young Eagles. We're looking at smaller numbers, but they're people that have always wanted to do it. I've always wanted to learn to fly. That's the person we're asking our chapter members, our EAA members, to go out and give flights to.
You know, you and I, we've been doing this a long time, coming to AirVenture, and every year I bump into people that say that, you know, they've always loved airplanes and aviation, but they, you know, they've never had the ability to come or the resources to come. And we're seeing new faces every year, thank goodness. And so I think that Eagle Flight program is very valuable.
Yeah, we do too. We think it's got some legs and will grow some new pilots for the communities. It's also good for the local chapters. It gives them something to maybe get new chapter members by flying Young Eagles, or I'm sorry, flying Eagle Flights, the adults. They can become a member much quicker. They have the resources and hopefully the ability to go on and learn to fly. That said, just what you mentioned, though, Jeff, we're very interested in the enthusiasts, those that just want to be involved in aviation. And maybe someday, if they have an Eagle Flight, they'll be interested in becoming a pilot as well. But aviation enthusiasts are a big part for us, too.
That's awesome. We're going to talk to John a little bit later about Chapters, John Egan, who runs Chapters. Yep. And we'll talk to him about how they organize their Young Eagle events. But what do you do from corporate standpoint here to really get it out there? The Chapters, of course, are vital to the mission of Young Eagles.
Absolutely. Well, we've got over 5,000 volunteer pilots on an annual year. Every year we fly about 5,000 EA members become pilots and fly with us. And those members, many of them are in Chapters. Young Eagles is a program that's it's separate from Chapters but integral to Chapters. In other words, it's its own standalone program, but the majority of the chapter rallies are done at a chapter, an EA chapter. So we're very tied in with Chapters. John, who is my counterpart, he's over in the manager of Chapters. He's in charge of the total chapter programs. Our program is separate but done in the chapters, and there are many chapters that only exist to fly Young Eagles.
Oh, I did not know that. That's new information to me. So they just developed a chapter to promote Young Eagle flights.
Well, some are. The biggest issue is that some chapters aren't builders. You know, maybe they don't have the desire to build, but they want to be active and fly. So a lot of them fly by being Young Eagle pilots. And when I say they exist only for that, that's their biggest goal. They don't have maybe a big clubhouse where they're building an aircraft or have a group project. Their project is that 3 or 4 Young Eagle rallies a year and how to send kids to Air Academy here, how to get youth involved in aviation. A lot of them have now picked up with the Eagle Flight banner and are running with the adults. And a lot of these chapters just love to share their passion for aviation.
Yeah, it's great. So tell me about, Air Venture, 1 week out of the year, okay. Preparation for Air Venture the rest of the time.
Yeah.
What do you have to do as a manager of the Young Eagles program and also the Eagle Flight program to get ready for Air Venture every year? Because this is a big deal. I mean, you have a nice new facility here, and you've got some airplanes that belong to Young Eagles.
Yep. That's our Glass Star. It's our we use it at Pioneer Airport. Just so you know, we do fly Young Eagles here at EAA off Pioneer Airport from Memorial Day through Labor Day, 7 days a week.
Oh.
Free. Any kid that comes to the museum that's age 8 through 17 can have a free Young Eagle flight. We do them, and we have a pair of Glass Stars. This is one of them here on display. Those airplanes fly 7 days a week from Memorial Day through Labor Day at Pioneer Airport. So that's one of the projects that goes on throughout a good part of the year.
Are they CFIs that are employed or that volunteer, or how does
volunteers,
that work?
Volunteers. They're all volunteers. And I actually am one of the volunteers on the weekend. I come out and volunteer. So my wife thinks I might be a little crazy because I work during the week here and then I come back to fly on the weekend. But that's how we've organized it. But it's all done by volunteer pilots. And we fly about 1,000 Young Eagles a year just off Pioneer Airport, one at a time in a Glass Star.
Wow, that's great.
And as far as getting ready for here, it is a big project. It's a team effort. There's no one person. It is a team that really pulls us together. And the volunteers. We could not do it without volunteers. We've got 55 Young Eagle volunteers working here for us this week, helping us out. And it's a great great resource for us to call on as the volunteers that give us so much in the field and then come here for a week and work.
Okay, we're gonna talk to Michelle Coons a little bit later. What does she do? What's her role?
She's kind of the backbone of the program. Michelle has been here since over 22 years now and been with the program a long time. She's a pretty much program coordinator, administrator type person behind the scenes. We work as a team. And she is the person that a lot of people talk to when they call into the Young Eagles office. They'll end up with Michelle. And whether it's placing orders for materials, questions about resources you can have in the field, she's the one that coordinates a lot of that.
Well, great. Program. It'll be good to talk to her about some of the more technical things of how somebody – I'm going to talk to John about starting a chapter.
Yep.
And then we'll talk to Michelle about the actual process of getting Young Eagles going in your
Absolutely.
Own town.
Yep. And you mentioned Aaron Wopazinski, a young man that came to Air Academy years ago, and he'll tell his story. It's fascinating. He's early 30s and an aeronautical engineer now, and all started with a Young Eagle ride in Air Academy. So he's one of those success stories we like to talk about.
That's
he's here
great.
Volunteering for us, by the way, this week.
That's awesome. We'll look forward to talking to him a little bit later this hour. Jaymont G, we are at the new EAA Blue Barn, and it's right across Knapp Street from the Forums. If you're heading north along Knapp, away from the control tower, then you're going to run into the Blue Barn on the left side. You can't miss the Glass Star in front, painted all different colors for Young Eagles. And stop by, see Paul Poberesny's Red One and some other things going on, activities. There's Forums, too. There's some forums in
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely. We have forums all week. Schedule's posted on the wall in here. You can stop by and take a look.
Okay, great. Forums are cool. What forums do you have down here, Brian?
Well, everything from forming a chapter to becoming a better Young Eagle, putting on a better Young Eagle rally in your chapter. We've got stuff on involving young people in your chapter, mm-hmm. How to do chapter projects, chapter builds, that type of stuff. So we've posted it all on the wall, and you can look at it all and come on down and check it out. We encourage you to do the blue barn. It's a little on the purplish side, but it really is a blue barn. So.
I like this color. It's a good color. J-Mont G on the fly at the Blue Barn. Stop on by. We're going to be back in just a moment and talk about chapters, all things chapters. J-Mont G, you're listening to EAA Radio.